Congress is set to pass a new long-term transportation bill. It's the first long-term bill in over a decade. In the last 10 years, Congress has adopted 37 short-term fixes, largely because there's been strong disagreement over how to fund this legislation. The new bill allocates $305 billion over the next 5 years. Under this proposal, Vermont will receive roughly $1.1 billion over the 5 years, and this represents about a 10% increase in spending. So what does this plan mean for the state of Vermont? With us now to discuss this question is Transportation Secretary Chris Cole. Thanks for coming in and being part of the program.
Thanks, Bob.
So before we discuss the details of this plan, I'm wondering, have these short-term fixes over the past 10 years made it hard for your agency to do much long-term planning?
It does make it challenging with some of the larger projects that span several construction seasons that are in the tens of millions of dollars. You really want to have some certainty when you sign that contract with the contractor that the money is going to continue to flow during the period of performance. And when you have these short-term month-to-month extensions, it doesn't give you any sort of concrete stability in terms of managing projects. So we're really pleased that Congress was able to pass a long-term bill. The two most important elements of this bill, one, it's a five-year bill, which gives us that planning that we can do. And two, Vermont did not lose any money. As you mentioned, we saw an increase in funding, which is going to be beneficial.
So there are a number of programs, transportation programs, that will be funded under this bill. Let's take a look at Vermont roads. How does this bill affect Vermont's highways?
So we're going to see about a $96 million increase over the five-year life of the bill. Just in fiscal year 16 alone, we're going to receive an additional $10 million, and then approximately $5 million increases on top of that for the next successive 5 years. We've been doing a great job in terms of turning around the performance of the roads. We've had ERA funding come in. IRENE money came in. We are at about 13% of our roads in what I would call very poor condition. That's from a high in 2009 of 34%. This funding is going to allow us to push forward in terms of improving that performance and making our customers, visitors to Vermont and Vermonters, satisfied with our road condition.
So would the primary goal be to keep the existing roads in good shape as opposed to building new expensive roads?
No, we've actually got a blended program. So we've been averaging $100 million a year on our paving program to get at the backlog of poor roads. But at the same time, we're pushing roadway projects that have been in the pipeline for years. We have a bit of a spike in projects coming together. And this is going to help us through that bubble of projects. So this couldn't have come at a better time for Vermont and is going to allow us to both do some roadway projects like the Champlain Parkway, Route 7 projects that the public has been waiting for a long time.
How will this new legislation address Vermont bridges that have been identified as being structurally deficient?
Well, the funding will also go for the bridges, but in that area as well, last year we had met and exceeded all of our performance targets for FY14. For FY15, the preliminary reports are coming in, but we are have exceeded all of our targets and improved on our performance over last year. So I can sit here and thank our contracting community and V-Trans staff for the extraordinary good work that they've done over the last 4 to 5 years, because we're below 7% structurally deficient bridges in Vermont. And 4 years ago, it was double that. So we've done extraordinarily good work. We've had an accelerated bridge program, which has reduced the amount of time we can take a bridge from concept to completion and shaved at least 2 years off it. Where we were at 6 to 8 years before on a bridge, we're now down to 4 years. So this has been an extraordinary achievement to think outside the box and use innovative techniques. I don't know if you remember, but we put in a bridge over two successive weekends on I-91 in the town of Hartford with a lateral slide. So we're innovating. We're using the taxpayer dollars more efficient, and I can't wait to see what we can do with this extra funding.
How did that project work? It seemed like an engineering marvel.
We're not the first state to do this. In fact, we're coming to the game a little bit later than others. We're following Massachusetts, which is a leader in accelerated bridge program and this slide technology. But basically, you're moving the bridge along a metal I-beam an inch at a time with hydraulic jacks and just sliding it into place. You actually build it adjacent to the bridge you're going to dismantle. Then you dismantle it overnight and begin sliding the other bridge. So we started the project after rush hour on Friday and finished it before rush hour Monday morning.
This new bill also calls for an increase in funding for public transit, and it includes money for public transit capital programs. How important is this provision for Vermont?
This is one of the most critical provisions for Vermont. We had relied upon the congressional delegation to get the state of Vermont earmarks, and those earmarks would come to V-Trans, and then we would apportion them out to transit districts based upon their need. With Congress not doing any more earmarking of funds, and there being no capital funds within the FTA program, we were forced to begin to use federal highway money and transfer it over to the FTA, the Federal Transit Administration account, to purchase these buses. This new program is going to allow us to keep our federal highway money going towards roads and bridges and using some of this FTA money. So not only are we getting a bump of $500,000 in our formula money to purchase buses, we're also going to be able to compete in a discretionary pool in the New England region for bus money. So this is very good news for Vermont.
You know, some people might look at Vermont and say it's a very rural state and therefore a public transit system will never be effective. What would you say to those folks?
Well, having managed the public transit system for 10 years, I would not agree with that statement at all. We started commuter bus services in the state of Vermont in 2002, and Vermonters have overwhelmingly responded that if offered the opportunity to ride a commuter bus, they will take it. The ridership trends in public transportation increase every year, and we have exceeded national ridership trends as a state for a while. So I kind of discount that popular wisdom. Vermonters, as most New Englanders, are frugal, and if you can provide them with a cheaper way to get to work, they're going to take it in most instances.
This new bill also includes additional money for rail programs. How will that play out in Vermont?
Well, this is a brand new program to have a rail title in the Surface Transportation Bill, and this is going to provide Vermont with some opportunities. So there's a consolidated rail program, which is new, which are freight and passenger projects, and there's a 25% rural set-aside. So we're happy to see the Congress is acknowledging that there needs to be a set-aside for rural states to adequately compete. And then there's funding for expanding a restoration of new services. And as our state is poised to expand the Ethan Allen service north to Burlington in the next 4 years, and as we're working to expand the Vermonter service to Montreal, the ability to use federal funds to pay for the operating costs at some level for 3 years while those services mature is going to be extraordinarily helpful to our state. This is a great thing to have some funding coming in for rail.
Do you think if we had this conversation 4 years from now, we would see passenger service from Montreal to Burlington to Rutland to Albany to New York City?
I would like to say yes. We need some congressional action for the Vermonter service. Former Secretary Searles is working hard with our own congressional delegation, with the Canadian federal government, the U.S. federal government, Customs and Border Protection agencies, Amtrak, all the players. And I think based on his optimism that I will say yes, we will see the Vermonter service extended to Montreal in 4 years. And on the Burlington service, absolutely. There's no impediment to that. We've gotten the Western Corridor Rail Grant this summer with a lot of hard work by our congressional delegation. So that one is more certain.
Chris, it is the beginning of December. Earlier this week, we had a clear demonstration of how treacherous icy roads can be. Really, all types of roads, the interstate, state roads, town roads. What's your advice for drivers as they encounter these conditions and as these winter months come on?
Typically what we see is when the winter weather begins hitting the roadways, there's a delay in terms of drivers adjusting their behavior. We see a lot of cars off the road with the first couple of storms. And because the weather is a bit spotty now, you know, going above and below the freezing line, there's more opportunities for freezing rain, as we saw the other day. And really, drivers need to create that extra space between them and the car in front. If somebody's going to brake unexpectedly, you want to have enough time to slow down. So you need to back off the car in front of you a little bit. You need to adjust your speed a little bit. And please give our workforce plenty of room when you see the snowplow out there operating. They're operating at a reduced speed. When you see those flashing lights ahead of you, understand that that vehicle is probably moving 35 to 40 miles per hour, which is a big adjustment in speed you're going to have to make if you're on the interstate.
Transportation Secretary Chris Cole, many thanks for being on the program today.
My pleasure, Bob.